You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 72, non-exclusive. Oh, not quite summer yet. Remember, we're still in May for these recorded podcasts. So the weather is all cold most days, barely cracking the high 60s. Brr. So lots to do still with personal projects, you know, progress as it happens, you know. Mayor Goldie Wilson, progress is my middle name. Yeah, well, maybe not mayor, maybe not Goldie Wilson, but, you know, I'm making progress one episode at a time. And speaking of, let's start the news. Americans who consider themselves Christian reduced by 8%. So 71% of Americans identify as Christian, which is an 8% point drop since 2007. So that's 8 years. So yeah, 8 years. That's 1% per year. So this comes from a recent Pew Research study also found. The other results were that 7%, there was a 7% rise in those who do not identify with any religion. That would be me, which I'm taking to mean organized religion. That would be me. So 23% of Americans consider themselves unaffiliated. The decrease in religious belief and church membership is most likely due to how fervent organized religion has been in discriminating against gays and women. Yeah. Attacking women's health care, same-sex marriage, gay rights in society, you know, yeah. So religion has used it to exercise their quote-unquote religious liberty or religious freedom, you know, whatever you want to, you know, whatever act they want to hide behind to discriminate. So, yeah, so instead of embracing change, they are digging in their heels and fighting it every step of the way. Yeah, it's obvious. All these religious freedom restoration acts that got passed here recently in different states, and you know, but people aren't taking it. You know, people are seeing that. You know, they're shying away from religious belief. You know, church attendance, I'm sure, is down. You know, which means people donating money to the religion is down. So. So yeah, they're kind of scared, you know. I mean, you know, they should be concerned, but they're going about it the wrong way, you know. If my organization was losing membership, I would look to finding out why they were losing membership and losing believers. Instead, we must induce more fear into people. We must force them to feel guilty, you know. No, that isn't how humanity works. So, yeah. So people in general like to be inclusive, and they want to move past the dark history we've had in this country of treating others differently, you know, whether it's been legal or not. So I would imagine if we visited this survey in the next, say, 8 years, which would be 2023, you know, the numbers of those who consider themselves religious will probably drop even further, you know. Unless, of course, light bulb, there is a reversible action on the part of organized religion. God, one can only hope. You know, at this point, I think most people that are not religious or that have left religion, you know, are just hoping that organized religion is just going to eventually go away, which is very possible at some point. But, you know, I think that, you know, I really hope change happens. You know, I'm not against believers. You want to believe, that's fine, but stop passing laws and using your religion to hide behind discrimination, you know, because your numbers are just going to go away eventually and drop even further. Satanists sue Missouri, the state of Missouri, over religious exemption using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act law, or the acronym for it is RFRA. So, I love this story. I love when the Satanists get involved here. And I'm no Satan worshiper. I think, you know, I'll go into it another time, but yeah. So since this story was reported in May, which is when this podcast should have originally been recorded, the lawsuit has been filed in federal court. So in a turnabout for those Christians who think the RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, laws in various states only apply to them and their religious beliefs and no other religions, which people have stated that fact, you know, they don't care about Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, etc. So The Satanic Temple believes in a woman's right to choose for reproductive decisions. So the Missouri abortion law, which is pretty strict, is much more restrictive, citing a violation of their religious beliefs with the informed consent part of the abortion law in that state. So the informed consent law means that before a woman can go to get an abortion, she needs to be well known what's going to happen. You know, they show pictures of how pain is caused to the fetus and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, they have to let other people know that they're going to have an abortion, you know. So anyway, goes against the religious beliefs of the Satanic Temple. So anyway, interesting, huh? So Christians are kind of scrambling. They're like, oh, good Satanist. Get thee behind me, Satan. You know, like, I'm sure they're shouting all that kind of crap, you know, going into some type of religious convulsions. So the broad wording in the RFRA law allows the Satanic Temple to exercise their religious beliefs and sue the state. So, and obviously now it's gone to federal court. So I applaud this church/religion for forcing their argument. Seems there's always someone that thinks that each law only applies to them, when in reality, it applies to all religions. Yeah, so, hey, Christians, hey, guess what? Satanic Temple's a religion, you know? There's a lot of religions out there, you know? I mean, there are tons of them that are created, you know? Some just for the stated purpose of making a lot of money, but not paying a dime in taxes, because religions are tax-exempt. So, go Satanic Temple. FAO Schwartz closing their New York City flagship store. So as of this recording, August here, so the store officially closed on July 15th. But it was announced back in May that Toys R Us, the owner of this iconic toy store in Fifth Avenue in New York City, they were going to close this location, pretty much the last one, from what I understand. So most people that have never visited this store knew of it from the piano scene in the movie Big, where Tom Hanks and Robert Loggia prance around dancing on this piano playing chopsticks. So, you know, the big piano scene. Anyone that's seen Big knows what I'm talking about here. So the toys and high-ticket items sold here were out of reach for many shoppers, but the rich and elite loved items such as a $30,000 dollhouse and a $15,000 mini Mercedes. Yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, I mean, these are, you know, these high-priced items. I guess people bought them. I don't know. Or if they were just there for show, or if they were, you know, like, you know, promotional things that, you know, maybe one or two people would buy or something like that. But, you know, the rest of the people just looked at it and go, oh, ooh, ah, you know. So, Toys R Us has said that a retail store may open up again in the future, albeit in a smaller retail location. But for now, a legend is gone in the retail world. So even if most people that entered its doors didn't actually buy anything there, you know, they just kind of walked around and, you know, as I said before, oohed and awed and, you know, hey, what the hell? You know, $15,000 mini Mercedes, you know, it's more than my car, you know. I've loved toy stores. I grew up with toy stores as a kid in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, it is sad to see something like this go away. You know, everything's online. And, you know, there's less Toys R Us's, you know. So anyway, very, very sad to see this. And, you know, maybe in the future there will be a smaller store opening up. So this week's rant for the LDS faithful, that would be the Latter-day Saints or Mormons, coffee and tea are banned, but caffeinated soda is okay. Oh, my gosh, yeah. So a little bit of hindsight. I grew up Mormon, so most people that know me in life know that. You know, I left the church about 20 years ago almost, and never really agreed with this, what was called the Word of Wisdom. So since the 1800s, when Mormon scripture, been a while, I'm starting to draw blanks here. I believe it's in the Mormon scripture Doctrine and Covenants, where they talk about the Word of Wisdom. So they banned the use of hot drinks. So there's always been confusion on what is considered okay or what is considered a hot drink by the bigwigs at the head of the LDS Church. So a few years back, some type of official statement or clarification, or vague clarification if you want my opinion, was made that neither demonized nor authorized the consumption of Coke and Pepsi as caffeinated sodas, you know. So the full sugar, full caffeinated versions too, you know. Diet Coke included, you know. So full, no sugar and full caffeinated. You know, the Diet Coke fans also listened and interpreted that vague memo to see if their coveted zero-calorie artificial ingredient-infused mix of whatever, you know, and their, you know, which they had as a fix multiple times a day, was okay in the eyes of the LDS faithful. Meanwhile, coffee, which comes from a natural bean, and tea, you know, which comes from a natural leaf, are still banned. Yes, stuff can be added to coffee, like half and half, and sugar, and, you know, some people add lemon wedge or a spoonful of sugar to their iced tea. But last time I checked, a lemon wedge came from a tree without caramel coloring and phosphate added to it, like, you know, Coke and Pepsi. So this just boggles my mind that what's natural is bad, but what's artificial is official, in a sort of semi-official, vague way. Have fun with this one, you know, faithful and believing Mormons. So, still in kind of a flux. Coffee and tea, bad. Coke and Pepsi, good. This week's shameless plug, Sour Shoes. One of the whack packers on the Howard Stern Show is very talented. Yeah, so, if you've ever heard the show, you know, there's a member of the Whack Pack that does all sorts of voices, including one that sounds like a baby. He's nicknamed Man-Child sometimes. I'm like, you know, anyway, I can't do his voice. But so he plays the keyboard, often calls, when he calls into the show, he'll play like various covers of songs. So, but lately, in the last few months here, a few weeks, I should say, they've had him in the studio where he does spot-on Artie Lang and Gary Delabate impressions. So, Sour Shoes, which his real name is Michael Del Campo, is 41 years old, still lives at home. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, well, that's why he's a whackpacker. So, there's plenty of opinions of why someone so talented would still be living at home. Perhaps there are some mental issues going on. Who knows? But what I know is that Sour Shoes is very much a funny part of the Stern Show. I mean, it, yeah, when he's in the studio, it's awesome. I mean, you know, he's quick-witted, follows the conversation well, is highly intelligent. He knows music trivia. I'm sure if he and Gary were to go head-to-head, it would be quite, I bet you anything that both of them would challenge each other on many levels, you know. So, anyway, yeah, so, he's been on the show recently here, the Stern Show, the Howard Stern News has profiled him in a couple episodes. So if you Google Sour Shoes and Howard Stern Show, you can listen to that on YouTube. Or if you have a subscription to SiriusXM, you can go listen to the archives on the Stern Show. So yeah, Sour Shoes. Yeah, you get a chance. If you're a fan of the Stern Show, you probably already know what I'm talking about. But if you're not, even if you hate Howard Stern, I know there some of you out there do. You know, go listen to Sour Shoes. He's pretty cool. You know, and if you're a fan of Artie and Gary, you know, his impressions are pretty spot on. It's absolutely incredible how well he can, you know, is talented. Just the odd party. 41 years old, lives at home. I don't get that. But, hey, you know, whatever. You know, I'm just grateful that the Stern Show has embraced this guy and has made it their point of showcasing his talent, even if Sour Shoes himself doesn't know what kind of talent he has, you know. So, anyway, Stern Show fans, embrace Sour Shoes. Change. You can change. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.